You must have already heard from the news that Germany has entered a recession. The German economy had already entered a recession in early 2023 after household spending fell due to the pressure of high inflation. But then officially Germany entered a recession almost a week ago. So in this video, we will understand how Germany, Europe's largest economy, slipped into recession. We are also going to learn what is a recession and what are the factors that lead to recession. First, let's understand what a recession is. When there is a significant decline in economic activity within a country, that is what is referred to as recession. Now, what are the factors that lead to a decline in economic activity? The first one is reduced consumer spending. You have to understand that money needs to be circulated in the economy. Only then we can call it a healthy economy. So, money circulation is a fundamental aspect of a well-functioning economy. Now, if there is a fall in consumer spending, how will money circulate in the economy? Low consumer spending will lead to low transactions. In fact, a country needs an active and vibrant level of transactions. Then only trade and businesses will grow, ultimately leading to the nation's economic growth. Now, the question is how consumer spending reduces. It could be due to job losses, wage cuts, or if someone has a high level of personal debt. Even when there is a sharp increase in the prices of commodities, which is also called inflation or price rise, that is also a reason that makes people spend less. So basically, if you see, all these reasons affect an individual's household income. And this is what leads to a decline in consumer spending. Now, apart from consumer spending, there are other factors that cause recession, like any external event, such as financial crisis, natural disaster, or any geopolitical conflict. Then there are monetary factors, such as increase in interest rates by the central bank, which can reduce borrowing and spending, and that leads to a decline in economic activity. Then there are fiscal factors, such as reduced government spending, or when government increases taxes, which can also impact economic activity and potentially contribute to a recession. And by the way, always remember, monetary policies are controlled by the central bank of a country and fiscal policies are controlled by the government, specifically the finance ministry or department of a country. And then there is a fourth factor, which is called a natural period of expansion and contraction. Anything that goes up has to come down. Likewise, after a good period of growth, there are imbalances that build up in the economy and that lead to a downturn or recession. So these are some general factors that cause a recession. Now that you have understood what recession is and how it happens, let's go to the main question of this video, how German economy slipped into recession. There are two important events that happened in the last 3 years, and that is what is the broad reason behind Germany moving into recession. What are those two events? The first one is 2020 COVID-19 pandemic and the post-recovery period. And the second event is last year's February 2022 Russia-Ukraine conflict. If you look at the first event, which is COVID-19 pandemic, almost every country in this world got affected. Rising inflation was one of the major challenges for the global economy, and it is still going on. We are facing the brunt of it. Now coming to the second event, that is Russia-Ukraine war, which began last year in February 2022. If you really look at this conflict from a real sense, it is not a war between Russia and Ukraine. It is actually a war between Russia and the Western countries. When I say Western countries, it includes North America and European countries. Now, because of this, there was a sharp increase in energy prices. You have to understand that before this war began, Europe was the biggest importer of Russian natural gas. And then European Union started banning Russian oil, gas, coal and other products. That is when prices of energy in Europe started shooting up. And then if you remember, last year Nord Stream gas pipelines were blown up by the United States. That is when Germany totally got rid of Russian natural gas. And then as you know, energy is required for various economic activities such as manufacturing, transportation, heating, cooling and powering electronic devices. It is a fundamental input that enables the production, distribution and consumption of goods and services. So if the primary source becomes expensive, then obviously everything down the line will have an impact. And that is how inflation started rising. And furthermore, in April 2023, Germany turned off its last 3 nuclear reactors. And not just nuclear power plants, Germany has also decided to shut down its coal, oil and gas powered thermal plants, which is part of Germany's Energiewende policy. I have a video on it, watch it to understand that issue. Now, due to Russia-Ukraine conflict in 2022, Germany had to reactivate its coal-fired power plants. Because as you know, natural gas used to come from Russia. Nord Stream pipelines were blown up by the United States, and Germany had to end its dependency on Russian gas. That is the reason Germany had to reactivate its coal power plants to produce electricity. So anyhow, the whole point is that the entire German economy is known for its strong industrial base and exports, particularly in manufacturing and automotive sectors. And then you are also aware of the fact that Germany is one of the largest economies in European Union and has a significant contribution to the European Union's GDP. On top of it, Germany is also the most populous country within the European Union, with an estimated population of around 83 million people. With all of this, it is obvious that Germany consumes more energy than any other European Union country, simply because of its high industrial, transportation, residential, and commercial sector requirements. So keeping all of this in mind, even if you ignore the pandemic and Russia-Ukraine conflict reason, you will realize that the German government's policies have led Germany to slip into recession. Because if the German government is banning energy produced through fossil fuel and not doing anything to control the sharp increase in energy prices, which is further leading to a negative impact on businesses and consumers, then obviously German administrative policies have to be blamed. Now, additionally, it is also worth mentioning that Germany has been providing significant financial aid and military equipment to Ukraine without properly considering the economic challenges faced within their own country. In fact, last month, Germany decided to give military aid of worth more than 2.7 billion euros. And Germany's defense minister has even said, Germany will provide all the help it can as long as it takes. This clearly points out the intention of the German politicians. Their priority is something else. Now, last month, there was a massive protest in Berlin, where German citizens were protesting against their own government and asking them not to supply any more weapons to Ukraine. But why will the German politicians listen to their public? They are getting direct orders from the United States and the European Parliament. Now, I'm not saying that the European Parliament is above the German Parliament. What I'm trying to say is that the European Parliament has a huge influence on German politics. So this is what has led to a rise in inflation or price rise. Now, inflation in Germany is currently at 6.1%. Last month, that is in April, it was around 7.2%, and at the beginning of this year, it was around 8.7%. Now, how did Germany's inflation rate come to 6.1% this month from 8.7% in January? Well, this is where you have to understand that when a central bank increases the interest rate, that helps in reducing inflation. Now, you can relate. The European Central Bank has increased the interest rate to 3.75% at the beginning of May. And that is the reason we are able to see the inflation rate come to 6.1%. Now, whenever any central bank increases the interest rate, what they are actually trying to do is, they are trying to reduce the money supply in the market. So it becomes more expensive for banks and financial institutions to borrow money from the central bank. This way, the central bank aims to curb excessive spending and reduce the overall demand for goods and services. Another thing is that higher interest rates make borrowing more expensive for businesses and individuals. Now, this can discourage borrowing for consumption or investment purposes, which further leads to decreased spending and demand in the economy. As spending decreases, it can help to cool down inflation pressures by reducing the overall demand for goods and services. Now, another point of view is that when there is an increase in interest rate, that also makes the domestic currency more attractive to foreign investors. Higher interest rates can offer better returns on investments in the domestic currency. A stronger domestic currency can help in purchasing more units of foreign currency. And this makes imports relatively cheaper, including raw materials and finished goods. Now, cheaper imports can help reduce production cost for businesses, which in turn can contribute to lower prices for consumers. So these are the potential outcomes of raising the interest rates. That is why the central banks of a country uses this as a tool to control inflation. Even the European Central Bank is doing the same thing. So I hope through this video you are able to understand what recession is and what are the factors that lead to recession. Along with that, I hope you were also able to understand how Germany slipped into a recession and what mistakes their government did. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.